Because I thought I would. Well, I'll be careful what you say now.
That's right.
Hey, Doug, Doug, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Are you calling from phone number 3100?
No, it's 831-7858.
7858?
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, you're right. 3100.
Okay. We have a quorum.
Do we?
Carlos, do you want to start recording?
Who's, do we have a city representative?
Oh, we have Jaime and Harold are both present.
No, from the city.
We do not, but Bruce has accepted. You want to give him a few more minutes?
But do we have a quorum anyway?
We do, because John Cole Morgan's present.
Okay, then we'll just get started. Okay, I'd like to call to order the Greater Austin Area Telecommunications Network. Is this a special called board meeting?
No.
It's just a regular board meeting, right?
Yes, correct.
Anyway, it's the meeting of the Board of Directors for May 5th, 2020. Agenda item number one is roll call. Frank, if you'd lead us through a roll call.
Okay, I'm Frank Ammons with Gatton. Please say either present or here as I make roll call. Carlos De Matos Gatton.
Here.
Laura Gonzalez Gatton. Jaime Guerra UT.
Here.
Gary Wiesman ACC.
Here.
John Colmorgan AISD.
Present.
Robert Sadler LCRA. Mace Royston, LCRA. Harold Nall, UT.
Present.
Let me double check that. We have four. Dane, we have four of the members present.
Okay. Also, I'm here, Dane Herbert, with Travis County.
Dane Herbert, did I skip that? I apologize.
Bruce Hermes is here, City of Austin.
Bruce Hermes, I have you listed as here. Non-members role, please say either present or here. Sid Falk, Bickerstaff Heath.
Here.
Okay, I'm going to go through the following phone numbers. Please confirm who you are. Phone number listed as 2460.
I need a mirror here.
And 3100.
Doug Wilson, JC Communications here.
Is Chris Brycom with... is Chris
yes.
Gonzalez with Brycom present?
Present.
Corey Breyermeyer with Brycom present?
Yes, sir. Present.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Frank.
One more thing, Dane. Is there anyone else present who I have not called out? Okay, Chair.
Thanks for doing that, Frank. I know that's tedious.
This is it. I want to make sure we have five members and voting interest majority.
We do. We have Travis County present. University of Texas present, ACC present, City of Austin present, AISD present.
Never mind.
Okay. Agenda item number two is citizen communications. Do we have anything today?
No, sir.
No, sir.
Okay. Hearing none, moving on to agenda item number three is review and approve the minutes from the special board meeting from April 21st in your packet. This is Dane Herbat. I would like to make a motion to approve the minutes from April 21st, 2020.
This is John Colmorgan with Austin ISD. I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes. Is there any further discussion?
Yes, this is Bruce. I see an error in the Gatton Network Management Resource. Item C there, third line from the bottom of that parenthetical remark, that 12 something needs another zero there.
In the parentheses, third line from the bottom.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Got it. Okay, management team, if you'd make please make note of that. I'd like to update my motion to accept the changes that Bruce is recommending. John, do you still second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, actually, we're going to go through a roll call vote. Frank, if you wouldn't mind.
Thank you, Frank. You're muted, Frank.
Sorry, I was muted. Okay, Jaime Guerra, UT.
Yay.
Gary Weisman, ACC.
Yay.
Bruce Hermes, City of Austin.
Aye.
Dr. Morgan, AISD.
Aye.
Dane Herbat, Travis County.
Aye. All right. Thanks, everybody. Moving on to agenda item number 4, which is the consent agenda. The board will entertain a motion.
This is Gary Weisman with Austin Community College. Motion to approve the consent agenda as listed.
This is Jaime Guerra with UT. I second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the items on the consent agenda. Is there any further discussion? Okay, Frank, would you please lead us through another vote?
Dane Herbat, Travis County.
Aye.
Jaime Guerra, UT.
Aye.
Gary Weisman, ACC.
Aye.
John Colmorgan, AISD.
Aye.
Bruce Hermes, City of Austin.
Aye.
All right, moving on to agenda item number 5, which is the board chairperson's update. I see that 5A and B could potentially need to go to executive session, but let's kick off with 5A, which is the property damage claim at Willamette Drive.
Sid, do you want to lead in on this one? Or do you want me to give a brief overview?
Why don't you go ahead and then I'll follow up.
Okay. Bear with me here. Sid, you cut me off if I get into an area that may be questionable as far as executive session goes. So this is an update to where we stand with a property claim against Splenda Tree Company. Regarding C1N Willamette Drive, Gatton network infrastructure was damaged on April 24, 2019. Upon this damage, Gatton maintenance and network management arrived at the site, and it was noted that the Splenda Tree Expert Company had worked at the time and address of record, trimming and removing trees. It was apparently done for Austin Energy. Splenda was sent a Gatton demand letter on May 5th, 2019. In response, Splenda denied any wrongdoing, for example, causing any damage to our network at the address where the incident occurred. After several normal, after several informal attempts to have Gatton's claim honored, which failed, Gatton filed a lawsuit in Travis County on October 24, 2019, which was assigned to the 261st Judicial Court District. Since then, Gatton held discussions with Austin Energy in regards to Splenda, which were not very productive. So Gatton made an open records request to Austin Energy to try to establish whether or not Splenda had indeed worked at the damage site on the date of the incident, and if so, whether or not Splenda was performing work for Austin Energy at that time. AE provided documentation in response, which we are currently reviewing. The claim amount is total is $22,124. Said you can give your, you know, your thoughts into the open records request and response we got. Dane, you're, you know, we all three were involved with that open records request. From my review, it is apparent that the documents that Austin Energy provided through this request is evidence showing the fact that this funder was actually there the date of the incident doing work.
This is Sid. I think that's the high point of the documents. We didn't really expect to have a whole bunch of smoking gun kind of material. What we were really looking for, as Frank said, is something official to establish that they were in fact present, which they have not directly denied. They denied in our informal conversations that they were trimming high enough to have done damage to our cable. There's photographic evidence to suggest otherwise. Where we're going to go from here, I have given this AE information to Gunnar Sequist, who is my partner that's going to handle the litigation, and he has reviewed it and is still looking at it. I think he is going to try one more informal conversation with the in-house lawyer for Asplund. Failing that, he is drafting some discovery, which is lawyer talk for interrogatories, which are questions. There will probably be some requests for admissions, which is a process where you characterize some factual statement, make some factual statement, ask the defendant to admit or deny, and we will probably ask for some paper discovery, document discovery as well. Gunnar is going to be preparing that this week, and hopefully we'll get something out in the next week or so to them. We have hopes that they may be a little more forthcoming, but I'm not crossing my fingers beyond cramp.
Okay, I think that was a good summary of where we're at with the litigation. If anybody has any specific legal questions, we may need to go to executive session. Does anybody have anything for Sid?
No.
Okay. Hearing no questions for legal, we will go ahead and just move on to the next agenda item, which is 5B. Thank you for Sid and Frank for catching us up with where we're at. 5B is the Capital Metro License Agreement.
So, with this agenda item, Sid, go ahead, Sid.
Well, I think this one is probably short and sweet too. I am preparing a red line document with comments in it as well as suggested edits that I'm going to send to the contact person on licensing at Cap Metro. I hope to have that to her this week. And then I'll initiate a conversation with her and see if we can get some of the edits that I identified in my memo to the board accepted by them on at least a form that gives us a little more flexibility on some of the operational and practical things in the document, and ability to do emergency repairs without having to wait for formal approval and that kind of stuff. And we'll just see how that goes.
Okay, that sounds good. If is there any questions or discussion on the license agreement?
I should also say, before I send it over to CabNet, I'm going to run it by Frank and anybody else that wants to see it, just to make sure that I haven't missed any pragmatic operational type concerns. I want to raise them all and at the outset, rather than show up halfway through the discussion with a bunch of extra stuff. So I'll take that precaution and run it by Frank. And as I say, anybody else that would like to see it before I send it over, just let me know.
Okay. Thank you, Sid. If there's no further discussion on that, we'll move on to agenda item number six. Six is network managers update. 6A is the Gatton project status report.
Okay, so this is an ongoing, just as that Captain Metro one before, the agenda before, this is an ongoing agenda item you'll continue to see. So this is Frank, and reporting to this, we're on schedule. Right now we are in the review of the competitive sealed proposal by Capital Contracting. Gatton has, you know, gone through their review of it. This is scheduled currently to the deadline for this by the Capital Contracting Office is May 14th. Once they are completed, the approval of methodology for City Council has been originally set for May 21st. That is, we, Bruce and I have been in review of the RCA involved with that, and we have both agreed that it can move forward, and we are shooting now for the first week of June for council approval. That's been the only change to it. Everything else shouldn't be too affected by that from what I've reviewed and what I see. And you all have the schedule in regards to it. And I'll take any questions, but, you know, with the exception of the council date for what council would be approving, City Council would be the methodology and evaluation criteria itself. There's not any changes. And that move out doesn't really change anything else in regards. We're still have with the exception of the issue date, I do take that back. You had previously reviewed an issue date of May 25th. Once council does approve in early June, the issue date for the competitive seal bid will go out. Competitive seal proposal will go out shortly thereafter.
Can you repeat that? This is Dane. Can you repeat that date again, please?
Yeah, so the original issue date was set for May 25th. When I say original, the most recent updated schedule you have. And let me make sure everybody's clear on this. The City Council approval of methodology and evaluation criteria is scheduled for May 21st. But in conversations I had with Works, this could slide to the early June council meeting, but they're still shooting for May 21st. The reason I'm, you know, on the pessimistic side of it is to give you the worst case scenario would be June, that it would go to council approval. If it still hits May 21st, then May 25th will be the issue date for the competitive seal proposal. If it does not issue on May 21st and it issues in the first week of June, which I believe was set for June 4th, it would issue 4 to 5 business days thereafter.
Frank, this is John Colmorgan, Austin ISD. So are you telling us that the council has to approve even issuing the CSP, and then does that mean that they will have to go back and approve the selected vendor as well?
That's right. This Bruce, that's correct. I've questioned that. It's not the way we have done on purchasing, but it seems to be the practice through Public Works and the Capital Contracting Office. The council has asked in advance to approve the method and then also to approve the contract.
This is Sid. Let me amplify the bidding statutes, by which I mean the things that govern proposals as well, for construction are somewhat different than the goods and services statutes. And one of the things that occurs in those is that the governing body is to determine which is the best method and specifically approve it. So I think that's probably what that procedure is geared to do.
Great. Thanks for that, Sid.
So can we, this is John Colmorgan again, can we predict any dates then when we think we would go back to for final approval from the council for award? Did we work those dates out that far?
Yeah, so that's on the schedule that's been sent out, but let me go over that with you here real quick. No, that's okay. Let me go with you here real quick.
Somebody's typing and it's making a terrible racket.
That would be me going to that document for that. September 17th, John. That's the,
okay. Thank you.
That's the projected date for council approval. Thank you, Bruce, for letting me know that one.
Glad to help.
Let's get in my headset.
Okay, is there any further discussion on the Gatton backup NOC update? Okay, hearing none. Moving on, I apologize, I made a mistake earlier. Moved on to agenda item six a little too early, and I skipped agenda item 5C. So moving on to 6A is the Gatton project status report.
Carlos, do you want to go over Gatton project status report for this meeting?
Sure. There is really not anything new to report on the project status. We have added a couple of projects to it, but we have not brought them as Gatton future projects, but we have not brought them to you, to the tech committee yet, so we're not going to discuss them at this point. Other than that, everything is the same as it was before.
Are there any questions regarding the status report?
Go ahead.
Okay, hearing none, if you would please go to 6B, which is the Gatton job budget report. And I'm going to report on that in the absence of Laura here at this meeting. So we currently have 16 budget affecting projects totaling $697,000 or 88% of the FY20 MAC budget, which is leaving $58,000 for additional projects. I want you to note that we did have work that took place, a teardown Saturday. So on the next report, you'll see this updated. So that $58,000 that for additional projects that we have remaining will be affected. We're awaiting an invoice for that. But our maintenance provider responded to a teardown across Manchaca this weekend, in which they had to replace a pole, in which we were the sole attachment on. They replaced that pole. They were notified Saturday morning of the incident and replaced the pole probably around 5-6 p.m. Saturday afternoon it was completed. So you will see on the next report in the next meeting, which will be a Gatton Tech meeting, an adjustment to this report as such. Any questions?
Okay, I don't think there's any questions. We didn't have anything for executive session today, so item number 8 is the discussion and possible action regarding the financial report.
All right. It looks like you guys maybe only got the cover sheet of the financial report, which shows us expenses year to date, $966K out of the $1.8 million budget. With the encumbrances that have been included, we are at about 1.67, so about 90% of the budget has been encumbered. So it looks like we're on good track to, you know, come in with a pretty closely balanced balanced budget when we end the year. So looks like things are doing very well. There's a few outstanding payments. I'm not sure, Frank, if all the final invoices have got sent out. If they have, please make sure that you make your final quarterly payments for those that may pay by the quarter. That's it.
All right. Agenda item number 9 is the meeting and action item summary. Frank, did we capture any action items?
So I did. Yes. So I want to make certain that the financial report going forward for the meetings is including that as an entirety and not just as a cover page. That's a mistake on our part, and I will double check that and make sure that's corrected. The final invoices were sent out as AISD or John Cole Morgan just spoke to. We have made a request for those final invoices and have received everything in, I believe, 100%, but I'll double check that before week's end. And then I have a edit to the minutes as called out by Bruce Hermes with the City of Austin's that I will make in regards to the final from draft to the final minutes from the previous meeting. That's all I have.
All right. I want to thank everybody for working through these remote meetings. This is a challenging time, and I definitely want to thank management, especially for being shorthanded and having to do extra things to make sure this happens. So great job for everybody. Item number 10 is confirmed date and time and location of the next board meeting. It's going to be another teleconference, and it's on June 2nd at 1:30. And with that, this meeting is adjourned at 1:58 p.m. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.